Sorry. Welcome to episode 15 of the Nerdcast podcast, Not Your Regular Dialogue. I go by the name of Toner, and I am joined by the rest of the Nerdcast crew, well, minus Cripple J. We are coming to you live, or pre-recorded, from the command center. We got Joe Dust.
What's up, Matt's nerds?
Big Matt.
What up, my nerds?
And sound guy Steve.
Howdy.
Cue the music, Jack.
Girl, I'm a wizard. Write rhymes that bring forth whirlwinds and blizzards. Start early and end it. I'm burly beginning MC warfare. I'm bird in the trenches. Y'all lynching all y'all fall captured in the abyss. Deep inside, peep it, eat him like I was Brother Lynch. Revolutionary rhyme style make the government paranoid of hidden metaphors. Wonder what I meant.
As always, at this point of our show, we like to recognize our unofficial beer sponsor. And tonight, our official beer snob couldn't join us today. Apparently, he's hanging with some church-going folk this evening. Apparently, the third Saturday of every month is Blood Sacrifice Saturday. So that's where you'll find Jay tonight. Killing goats or young children, you know, whatever those people do.
Blood of Christ.
Or fetuses.
Let me see your boner.
So we're going to go to sound guy Steve to let us know who our unofficial beer sponsor is for episode 15.
It would be the Urban Chestnut Wing Nut. It is a Dunkelweizen. There you go, Jay. 5.4 ABV. Beer advocate score of an 83. Says good. 34 reviews. So
it is tasty.
It is yummy.
I do like it. Urban Chestnut, always solid.
Yes, out of where the hell did it go? Oh, well.
They're out of St. Louis.
Yeah, they're out of St. Louis. As Tony would say, fucking look it up on Google and drink it. There you go. Love you.
Fuck you. Go drink it. It's delicious.
Hefeweizen!
And it's not German. It is not a German beer.
Oh, thank God. Okay.
Amen, amen, brother.
Yeah, amen. Amen.
There you go.
All right. So, Matthew.
Sir.
What are we talking about for episode 15?
Well, Joe Dust went out on the concert scene last night again. So we're going to throw it over to him. And tell us about Alt-J.
Yeah, this is like the second time I've talked about him, I think. But I went out with my friend Jess and Jay and his lovely wife Erin, and we were all wearing low-cut sequined outfits.
Nice.
And matching shoes. And then there was five bands there. Alt-J was the headliner, and in my opinion, they were the best band. And I was the 33-year-old drunk guy in the middle of a lot of teenage girls. Put my hands up because they were singing my song.
They were
Butterflies.
Singing Miley Cyrus. Yeah, there you go.
Nice.
Flew away, but it was a good time, and I paid for it today.
Oh, how
I
so?
Woke up like 3 hours ago.
You're not hungover at all. You're fine. Hey, he's drinking. He's still drinking. He's still going strong. It's all good.
Yeah. I drank in. I put my work in.
So, what was the highlight of the concert? What was the best moment of the concert? Because this was at Riverport, right?
His almost sex triangle.
It was at Riverport. Okay. Yeah, as I was telling Steve, I had a 19-year-old girl behind me, and she's probably like 21-year-old girl in front of me. And I don't know about the 19-year-old, but I think the 21-year-old girl was feeling it, mm-hmm. Especially when I dared Jay. I told him, I didn't dare him, I just told him, hey, watch, I'm going to pull her hair. And I did. She liked it.
And she liked
and
it.
Steve pointed out, I could have had a sex triangle, which is, oddly enough, Alt-J's logo is a triangle.
Oh,
so I think it was probably meant to be.
It was meant to be. That's right.
But then it just didn't happen because I was drunk.
Oh.
And too bad Jay's not here also. He has a very interesting story from last night. He and his wife also, he texted me, a girl had a seizure out in the parking lot, and they helped her on the way out. So it was a very fun-filled event for all.
How did they help her?
I guess
we need him for the story.
Yeah,
I guess.
From what I got, her boyfriend called 911, and Erin just made sure she wasn't beating her head on the concrete, basically. So we did our good deeds. Like I said, they're helping out a girl having a siege, and I'm getting boned up because these young girls are talking to me.
Nice.
So, man, I hope my mom doesn't.
So Erin, much like a Jedi, was like a superhero, wasn't
she? Oh, yeah.
Suck on that, Jay, you asshole.
One on your face and one on your dong. There you go.
Oh, that's Steve's sex triangle. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
On the other hand, I was more of just quagmire. Like, giddy, go!
Oh, wait. One thing we forgot to touch on. The IJOV thing.
IJOV yeah, meetup. Yeah, the Skype up, we'll say.
That's right. Yeah, a couple nights ago, I had the honor of joining the Something Something cast, which is hosted by Podcast Rob and Mr. James Hatton. They reached out like via Facebook because the Nerdcast podcast is part of the Inside Joke, Outside Voice podcast network. So the guys from the Something Something cast threw a message out there. They were doing some talk about movie sequels, basically. Sequels that were awesome, almost even better than the original. Sequels that were total dog shit. And they also mentioned one at the very end, or a like a scenario. What movie maybe deserved a sequel that never got one, which was that was kind of a cool twist.
Okay, so like, what were some of the top ones that you guys talked about?
Like I brought up Terminator 2 Judgment Day, which I know was kind of a gimme, but they mentioned that. Mentioned, God, who was it who mentioned it? We had another guy from, I'm sorry, Marcus from Deadpan Fury. Mm-hmm. He also joined us. It was cool. He's from California. The two guys, Podcast Rob and James Hatton, are in New Jersey. Then you got me in St. Louis. So we had the country covered.
Kind of had like a podcast sex triangle going.
Yeah. Ooh,
coast
saucy.
To coast. Yeah.
Nice.
So what did they mention? I mentioned Blair Wook. Blair, what the fuck? Sorry. The Urban Chestnut's kicking in.
Blair
I
Witch?
Mentioned, yeah, Blair Witch, too.
Book of Shadows.
Book of Shadows. Yeah, that was my dog go. Shit sequel.
That's a god-awful movie.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. Somebody mentioned how it may have been Marcus who mentioned Ghostbusters 2 being
Ooh, Oscar. You remember the kid's name was Oscar?
Yeah,
yeah, whole... yeah. Well, he mentioned how
then what
Lord
happened?
Vigo
because the painting came to life, right?
Yeah,
if I yep.
remember correctly. Yeah, and then Vigo. They used the Nintendo joystick.
Yeah,
right?
They mentioned that too.
And they hooked it up to the Statue of Liberty.
Mm-hmm.
But Statue of Liberty moved because of the music that they played? Wasn't
no,
it the ooze?
No,
the ooze
was the music.
It was yeah. positive, yeah. positively charged. Yeah, ooze or whatever. Yeah. What else was mentioned?
It's a river of slime.
Shit, I can't remember.
Send the black guy down there first.
Well, everybody will just have to listen to
see
what we talked about. Yeah. But as always, you can find these guys on IJOV.net. You can find them and, of course, our show. Check it out, bros. But those are cool dudes. We talk for, like, a couple hours. So, of course, you never want a podcast to go 2+ hours.
Yeah, three-way
but,
bromance,
yeah,
man.
That's right.
Yeah,
it was awesome.
Sexy.
Nice. It was good times.
Way to be.
For the record, I'm not a pedophile. I mean, I watch a lot of adult-themed movies. And I don't mean sex. I mean, like...
You feel bad about the 19-year-old and the 21-year-old? They're of age, sir.
Yeah.
We're not a pedophile.
And I'm pretty sure if Aaron was here, she'd go, no, they weren't into you. But in my head, they were.
That's all that matters.
And that's all that matters.
That's
damn right.
Fuck man. The real world, bro.
I just... I hope our Skype date goes well.
All right. I'm all sorry. Right. What's next after...
We're going to go
hey,
into...
Hey, you, I squirt. Oh, don't get it on the webcam.
That was so random. Holy fuck. What the hell was that?
I was like, okay.
I mean, I'm down with it, but what the fuck, dude?
What's weird is that's scarily accurate.
Okay.
I think Steve had like a scenario going on in his head while you were talking about it, and he just felt like he needed to express himself.
She's like, I look like one of those old drinking fountains. When you turn the knob, it shoots up really fast, and you don't know where it's going.
Good podcast.
Yeah. Good podcast, right. Toner.
You're
podcast.
Listening to St. Louis's pedocast.
All right, what's next?
All right, as we record this, it is September 19th, and we're about a week removed from September 11th, and we did not want to go around the table and cover, you know, hey, the whole where were you when it occurred and all that good stuff.
Right.
But we have sound guy Steve here that has probably a pretty decent story that he could share about why 9/11 pushed him into his current field of work. So we wanted to throw it over to him to kind of go into that a little bit.
Yeah, it's weird. You're taking the test in the middle of class, and they're like, oh, an airplane hit the World Trade Center. And they're like, oh, was it a big one? Is it a small one? And they're like, I don't know. So they actually wheel the TV in, and you're in the middle of a test, and you see a large airliner crashing into a building, and it's like, wow, that's there goes my career down the drain because, you know, at the time, it's you're sitting there like, oh, yeah, hey, airplanes are flying. Now it's like, oh, there's no more airplanes flying because literally, like, that day happens and you're used to seeing, like, you know, airplanes with the vapor trails up in the sky and it's, like, completely dead quiet and nothing because they shut the airspace down in the U.S. completely. And, yeah, it was a pretty fucked up scenario because you're like, wow, am I going to have a job after I get out of this 2 years? And it's like, nah. But, yeah, it all worked out for the best. I've been in my job for 13 years now. And, yeah, it's definitely made things different because you work with people who said, yeah, before 9/11 you could do this. Like, before 9/11 you could go out and watch airplanes at the airport. But now you can't sit there for more than 5 minutes and you have a cop up your ass saying, sorry, you got to leave. And that's... said it's a lot of changes up there, so yeah, it's definitely a different way of life since then.
Well, yeah, now when you have to go through the checkpoint to get on a plane, they stick a flashlight in your butthole.
And you're saying this is a
it changed America
thing?
For the better.
Yeah, that's right.
I say thank you.
I was like, thank you. Are you looking for your GED up there somewhere? Or?
Oh, wow. Nice.
Well, yeah, because you got the big scanners. Are like, you know, you step in and you. Like spread your legs a little bit. You got to put your feet. You got to put your feet on the.
And you know they can see your dick on those too. I'm always like, God. I'm always like, maybe I need to. Think
I was
of
nervous.
Something like sexy
I was
real quick.
Nervous. I swear. Yeah.
I always watch a quick U-porn clip before I walk in there. And
yeah.
Like whoa. Oh, this
I'm like,
packing
no, I'm
heat.
Not. I'm not packing a gun. But thank you.
That's a single shot Estes gun right here, man.
That's right. I step in there and they're like, you can let this child through.
But yeah, it said it was.
Well, did this help confirm for you that this was the field that you really wanted to go into?
Yeah, I mean, because our instructors were telling us, they're like, because I had asked them, like, is this going to, like, pretty much screw what's going on, what I'm doing now? Because year two. This is year two for me, and I'm getting ready to graduate the following, you know, in 2002. And they're like, everything will be fine. It's just, they're like, yeah, it's you have to see what happens the next few days. And then they finally opened up the airspace again, and it was like, because it was eerie. I mean, you're used to seeing, like, there, and there's nothing at all.
Because where did you take classes at?
Lynn State Technical College in Lynn, Missouri. It's down by Jefferson City, close to Columbia, Mizzou, and all that stuff. So, yeah, it was interesting, that's for sure. Out in the middle of fucking nowhere. I mean nowhere. It's like country. That's it. So,
I have the worst 9/11 story, by the way. I was at SEMO, mm-hmm. And I don't want to get into huge 9/11 stories, but I was already running late for class, which is normal for me. And I remember waking up, my roommate Ryan turned on the TV. So then you see CNN. It's like, a plane has hit the World Trade Center. And all you see is like this little hole. And I remember grabbing my shit and walking on, like, it's probably a fucking female pilot.
Oh.
And then I had back-to-back classes. I had no idea what the hell was going on. Oh, wow. And I had no idea for, like, an hour and a half. And then it didn't dawn on me that 60 people were crowded around one TV. So I was even a dick back in 2001.
Yeah, you should. If we should put the they actually have on the internet for 9/11 like, you know, flight trackers and stuff where you can get on there and see how planes are flying, where they're still flying at like 8, 9 o'clock in the morning. They shut it down, and you could just see planes like going like freaking all over the place to stop where they were told to go, and it's completely black. I mean, it was fucking weird. But yeah, that was a shitty situation. Goddamn bastards.
It was based on a true story, too.
Yeah.
Depends on who you ask.
Yeah, it depends. Yeah. You know, the truthers.
Oh, yeah, don't get me started with those. Those pieces.
Because we'll talk about a very real story, shouldn't we? I think we should go talk about a real story.
Let's do a real story.
Oh, yeah, an airplane can burn in there, but a fucking terrorist passport can't. Really? How about I crash a fucking airplane full of 60,000 gallons of jet fuel into your fucking house and see if it burns down, you piece of shit?
Spoiler alert, it would burn down.
Steve's passionate. He's very passionate about
Well, it. I know. We'll move on. I'm sorry.
Steve
it's
likes
bullshit.
Two things, fire and planes. So we were also, though, Matt,
yes.
Leading into how else has it changed America?
How else has 9/11 changed
was
America?
Was it 14 years later?
14 years later, and it changed it in a very drastic way.
Joe has no more
foreskin.
Let's talk
about a clock bomb.
Oh, my foreskin's gone. That's how it changed America.
And he's not Jewish. All right.
Yeah. Now if you're a non-Caucasian child trying to make a clock in school, you're going to get fucking arrested.
In the great state of Texas.
Tejas.
Because it was Ahmed Muhammad.
Yep.
I didn't. To be honest with you, I didn't even go online. Has anyone seen a picture of what he built?
Yeah, it does look kind of weird.
Does
but
it look like it should have been? It could have been a bomb.
Honestly. It's in a suitcase. Looking.
Was
thing.
It really in a
yeah,
suitcase?
Yeah, it's
scene?
Kind of like an elaborate this, thing. But I guess it had to be the way.
See,
he
this
built
is what
it.
Happens when you have kids and you don't watch the news at all. And
Steve's pulling
online.
Up a clock kid. Just type in clock bomb. Okay, that's so, the that's so, it. Scroll down. See the kid.
Because I mean,
boom.
Because we live in a world where. Yeah. Do you really want to hamper
that's,
a kid?
I mean, it does.
Oh, wow.
I know it does.
There's a reason why this kid got pulled over in school.
But you know
dude.
It's because he's Muslim, too. I mean, well, that's I mean, why. If that, his name a, was Dan Smith and he made a clock
well,
like
it
that.
Depends. Now, how did he walk into school with it? That's the thing. Does he go walking around like, hey, I'm the shit. Look at me. I got my
well,
shit.
He had it, and apparently, well, from
was
what I read,
for,
it went off in class.
Was it for... The, an actual project in school, or was this kid
no,
just
he
being an asshole and like, trying to
it says, I
up.
Built a clock to impress my teacher, but when I showed it to her, she thought it was a threat to her.
Yeah.
Okay. It was really
apparently
sad.
He used it as an alarm clock.
Oh, he was wearing a too. NASA t-shirt at the time, so this kid's into, yeah. He's into this stuff.
Oh, he got like a lot of support from him after really? It happened, but
that is sad that this kid is probably, he's yeah. probably into, in, you know, innovation, you know.
Well, that's
math
why NASA was like, dude,
that.
Don't let that deter you.
Yeah,
and Obama tweeted at him like,
so
pretty
what did,
cool
what did Obama tweet at him?
He
what did he say?
He oh, tweeted. He goes, "Hey, it's a cool clock." He, there you
cool
go.
Cool clock, Ahmed. Want to bring it to the White House? We should inspire more kids like you to like science. It's what makes America great.
Which is
hashtag fuck Texas.
Well, I mean, that's
well,
so
I mean,
legit.
Obama's Muslim though. That's why he likes.
But he's from Kenya.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah,
he's mulatto.
Kenya, Hawaii.
Okay,
Kenya,
mulatto. Hawaii. Can we get it right? You racist fuck. He's mulatto.
I'm sorry.
Because I'm sorry. I know.
I thought that was like guys... an ice cream flavor.
You guys followed it a lot, but I had not seen what the thing looked like. I didn't know that the kid was wearing a NASA shirt. I didn't know, because he's probably in a STEM program of some kind. It's science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. Because my kid's in STEM, and he's way younger. This kid was like 14, I think is what
yeah,
it said.
Yeah, he's 14.
So the fact that a 14-year-old took the time to actually build something and use math and science to do it, that's pretty impressive in this day and age. He wasn't playing fucking Minecraft or some shit like that.
Yeah.
He was actually doing something productive.
Just, on Minecraft, cool. though, he actually builds bombs.
He actually builds bombs on Minecraft.
In real life, he builds clocks.
Yeah. It's encouraged.
It's not like he went up to the teacher, he's like, I have something for the class. I'm going to open it in the front of the classroom. Like the Jeremy video from Pearl Jam or something.
Oh, Jeremy video. That was yeah.
So now you made him German?
Yeah. All my accents either sound German or Australian. Or really bad Australian, yeah.
That's pretty works.
I'm going to open this bomb in the front of the class.
Crikey.
Crikey. Crikey, took off me arm.
Because, see, the Australian accent, you just got to finish high on every one.
Yeah.
On
everything sounds like a question.
Exactly.
Yeah. Oh, you think I got a bomb in there? Oh, yeah. Yeah, so anyway, it's also made Americans shit their pants anytime somebody states that they're Muslim.
Well, I love how when you see this story, people hide behind their Facebook pages, and they kind of give you a glimpse of who they really are. Yet, if you saw them out in public, they probably wouldn't say the same thing. They, you know, hey, I'm Facebook racist, but in real life, I don't. You know, I got plenty of friends of ethnicity and all that shit.
Oh yeah,
talking
oh.
all shit about that.
There's a lot of internet gangsters out there.
Oh, I love the internet gangsters.
Internet
too.
Warriors, social that's justice
right.
warriors.
That's right.
That's not really a social justice no. thing. That's more common sense.
Yeah.
I just feel bad for the kid. I mean. It seemed like an overreaction to me.
Like I saw on Twitter, he's the clock.com.
Clock. Because I guess we could flow from that. Because you got a kid like this, and America is struggling to keep up with China, Japan, and all those fields as far as infrastructure, science, technology.
And bestiality.
Of course. Well, that's the Germans. The Germans got us all on that.
Germans are all about scat videos, and China's about licking dogs' buttholes.
But
I gotta get online more.
How do I
guess.
Go from that. See, licking dogs' buttholes.
You're in the wrong part of the internet, sir.
Clear your browser history, stats.
Sorry, I still got fucking barley and hops brain from last night.
It's all right.
It's fine.
Steak like and it. Shake ass, too.
Because, okay, we're talking about Ahmed, okay. Going to college, probably, you know, hey, science, technology, let's go to college and do all that. But what I've looked into recently was Mike Rowe. Mike Rowe, who did, he was the host of Dirty Jobs. And he's got this big push for the skilled jobs market because he's taken a look into the average cost of going to school and where America stands right now in regards to college debt. Right now, $1.2 trillion in college debt right now in federal loans. That's 6% of our overall national debt that is still owed. Anyone want to take a guess at how much it would cost to go to 4 years of just... We're in St. Louis, Missouri, by the way. Mizzou's our main college here, our main state university. Anyone want to take a guess how
Fuck
much it
that
costs?
SEMO is.
Fuck you and your Southeast shit.
Somebody has to be a fan of them.
Red Hawks?
Yeah. Mizzou?
Mizzou. Four years of college, yeah. 4 years of college to go to Mizzou.
I'm going to say about $175,000.
Jesus.
Steve, what you got?
I don't know.
Well, see, with colleges, a semester's what? 90?
Dude, I'm talking
Steve,
just
fucking
tuition.
Take a guess.
Just tuition,
God damn
by
it.
The way.
Shut up. I'd say about $135,000,
$145,000. You guys are high, though. You guys
oh,
are
we're high.
High.
Oh. High, high.
What? It's
$42,000 for a four-year education. In-state resident, mind you. In-state resident.
Oh.
So it's not as expensive as you think, but, okay, how many kids go to school not knowing what they want to do? And they're going to these four-year schools.
Joe, can you answer that question, please?
Yeah, I still don't know what I'm
saying. Exactly.
I'm 36. I don't know what the fuck
exactly.
I'm going to do.
I majored in general studies. I'm Van Wilder. So did my brother.
Because that's the problem that everyone...
I'm lucky
they push seven.
And they
push you to go... That's the thing. In our generation, that's what you're supposed to do, right? Hey, you graduate high school, if we're lucky enough, right? Hey, then you go to your four-year school.
Bird clock.
Instead of, hey... Like the majority of us, we don't know what the fuck we want to do. Why not go and just go to the workforce for a little bit or go to the two-year university? Why do we have such emphasis on going to these four-year schools and racking up this much debt? Because as soon as you walk out of school, try to pay for basically a modest starter home. You could buy a modest starter home in a decent real estate market, here, at least here in the Midwest, for that much money. And... these kids aren't going to be able to pay that. And then you got the whole generation thing of, hey, got a bunch of kids that they're now longer and longer staying at home because they can't even afford to get a loan, let alone pay a loan, because where the job's at. So Mike Rowe has done a big push in regards to skilled jobs. You know, it seems like our generation was saying, hey, computers, 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 don't worry about skilled labor. I'm talking about welders. You know, construction, all that stuff.
You can have robots do that, but like underwater welding, that's a big skill job, but you can't do that with a robot. I mean, you could, but it would take a lot of money to do it.
Yeah. Skynet can do anything.
And Matt, what is Mizzou known for academically?
Journalism, obviously.
Yeah. And you know what I was thinking of the other day, too, is now it's 2015. Almost anybody can do it well, but if you can make a YouTube account, or you can have your own podcast like this now. Mm-hmm. So it's like that's like a field now that's probably really hard. You have to get in somewhere.
Well, because when we were growing through, it was all about computer coding. Learn about computer coding. That's where it's at. Then you had
fixing the glitch, the Y2K glitch,
and that's all it was. And now you got so many kids that go into that field. Now all of a sudden you're like, I can't find a job because there's too many of us, and plus the people that were already in it, they're not retiring anytime soon because they can't afford to retire because that's how shitty the economy is.
Well, can't you major in like social media now?
I don't know.
I
know it makes sense.
It makes us sound old because we were like, I don't know, but you probably can.
Dude, if you're a fucking Kardashian or Jenner, that's all it is. It's like I'm a socialite on Twitter and Instagram and Jesus Christ.
You get your journalism degree and if you're lucky, you get like a news desk job in a podunk town to start.
Well,
off.
Take my industry
and they make
for
no
it.
Money, by the
yeah,
way.
They don't. Shit.
Take the aviation industry. We'll go with it from like the kind of top thing, like FAA, like the air traffic controllers. Between them and mechanics and pilots. You go from them. There's a huge, like they are literally like worried because there's going to be a large amount of people that will be retiring in the next 10 to 15 years. I mean, it's huge. My buddy that I work with, he's trying to get in a job there because if you get an FAA job, you're fucking set. Yeah.
But that's the thing, though. No kid now go. They wouldn't want to do that job. They don't even know what it is, first of all.
Well, yeah.
And it's like, that's not the sexy job. Like Joe said, you can major in social media. What do you think they would rather do? Be responsible for people's lives in the air, or just type on Twitter all day?
Yeah.
You know? There's no. It seems like
you're news is now.
Well, but it seems like you're looked down upon. Hey, I want to go work in a pipe fitter union, or I want to go be a welder. Oh, that's a lowly job. Why is everyone looked down on those?
But see,
jobs?
that's their problem. They think that, mm-hmm. but when those people out there are like, oh yeah, I'm going to be working on social media. Yeah, it's like, how much are you making? $35,000 a year. Hey, you know that guy you talked to who's doing pipe fitting? He's making $80,000. You son of a bitch. It's like, oh really? And its thing is, they're a bunch of lazy bastards. Is what they are.
Oh, it's a total because what Mike Rowe did was. He said his story was he went to his guidance counselor's office and there was a poster, and on the poster it said "Work smart, not hard." That was the big thing. Work smart, not hard, and it had a picture of a college graduate. That was a split picture. On one half of the picture was a guy that was a college graduate going to work in a white collar job. The picture next to it was an auto mechanic, and he looked downtrodden. Hey, I got nothing going on, and that. That was the outlook, and it's been that way for quite some time now, where there's no pride in taking that auto mechanic job. And think in what you just said in your air traffic control scenario, how many people are going to be, they're like, either A, they're going to die, or B, they're going to retire, right?
Yep.
And we have nobody that's going to step up and take those positions that need to be done. Because infrastructure in the United States, it's crumbling. I mean, just look at our roads, horrible roads,
yep.
Bridges falling apart. And you're going to be a bunch of guys like, I don't know how the fuck to fix this. And there's not going to be anyone there to teach them how to do it.
Well, I mean,
I think that's a big issue that's not being addressed.
That's how I made my decision to go being a pilot to a mechanic, because I saw how shitty their schedule was. Because, I mean, I talk to pilots now, but the guy I talked to that I met through one of my mom's employers back in, like, was it 98 or 99? He was a pilot for TWA, and, man... He's like, yeah. He goes, if you have a lot of seniority, you can fly whenever you want. But if you don't, you're sitting around not doing anything. But then I found out, I'm like, yeah, I don't want to. I mean, I've heard from people that, yeah, the schedules are way better. And I'm like, I'm not going to be gone for 4, 5, 6, 7 days, you know, 6 to 7 days all the time, especially if you have a family. But it changed my because I actually put the time in, because now everybody today, it's like, if you can't, you know, take a picture of your butthole on Facebook and get famous from it. Like,
I do that,
you know,
for free, though.
Oh, no, see, there you go. But, I mean, yeah, it's just I think it has to do a lot with, like, going back to our old episodes of the parents actually pushing somebody, you know. It's like, hey, go get a job. What?
Because there's no shame in it.
There's no shame.
It seemed like, here's the aspect. Every parent, their thing is, I want their lives to be better than mine. Because they just do.
Yep.
And it's not always going to be that way.
Learn
from our mistakes. Go and be something better than what I am. But there's no shame in saying, hey, if you go be an auto mechanic or something like that, you can go do that. There's nothing wrong with that. And I think that's fallen off. That's a big downfall of parents these days.
That's one thing that actually hasn't gone downhill. You see fucking people working on cars all the time now.
Best job to get is mortician. You're never going to run out of
people. Yeah,
it
right.
really is. Customers you're never ever going to run out of business.
The main customer can't bitch, too.
No, they can't.
You're already dead, fucker.
Yeah, think about it. Like, we were talking about PewDiePie mm-hmm. on one of our last podcasts.
He was the gamer guy, right?
Yeah, okay. And he's got about 40 million followers on YouTube.
Yes.
And all he does is play games, and he's pretty funny, and people
make,
like
but
him.
Does he make money off of doing this?
Dude,
he made $6 million last year.
And it's off advertising, though, right? That's what's got to be.
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah, mostly it's from YouTube. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Because, I mean, like I said, when he posts a video,
Jesus.
He's like they probably have a server dedicated to him, you know, something like that. And think about, like, a school teacher who has this, and I don't know, the guy might have an education. He's from overseas, and who knows? He's like 25 or something. But he made, like, about $6 million last year. Then you got a school teacher who's making what, maybe $25,000.
And it's that.
Yeah.
I don't.
But I mean, it's like, because you kind of just have to be lucky too sometimes.
Exactly. Because I mean,
he didn't look to get famous. He just got famous at the right time.
Because if we could all do that, hey, if we could get rich off of doing this, it's easy work, right? It would be easy to do this, and it's cush work, and it's fun. But it doesn't always work that way. Because then what he said was, why are we not teaching the younger generations of not only work smart, but also work hard? It seems like a big work ethic thing. Not everything's going to come easy. It seems like we live in this lottery society where we all think someday we're all going to be rich. Or, hey, I'm not wealthy yet, but I'm going to be someday. Maybe that's not the case. And some people just have to come to that, you know, conclusion. Hey, I might not be rich, but that doesn't mean I can't be happy. And I think that's the thing that people get away with. They say, just because I don't have a lot of money, they think they're not going to be happy. You don't have to be rich to be happy.
I'm sorry, by the way. 2014, he made $7.4 million.
People
were hating on him for it. I'm like,
I never hit on people like that.
Kudos,
I would never
dude.
Do that.
Dude,
exactly.
Hate away.
He's only been around for like 5 years, and he started playing just PC games, and people thought he was funny, and all of a sudden he just blew up.
I can't hate on people like that because, hey, if you can get away with it.
And he's not a dick. No, he's just a regular
dude.
Then
do it, you know?
But if he's making that much money, oh, my God, he will have
tons of blow. I know.
That, too, but
imagine roles that can pull hair.
The
right?
stuff.
Oh, man.
Well, you know how cliche it sounds when people talk about doing something, if you truly do something you love, like what we're doing right now, our podcast, it's a hobby, but it's something we enjoy doing.
Oh,
I mean, we meet up, and you know we're doing it for free. You know, we're actually, you know, we fork out money to a degree to do this, and it would be great to, you know, make a living doing this. But shit, we're one of what
8 billion,
yeah, podcasts out there. So.
Yeah, and he makes money off of. It's like Call of Duty. I'll send him their game, and I mean,
do a review or something like that.
Yeah, or just play it. He just does playthroughs, and his little windows up there. I mean, he's been on South Park for crying out loud.
Yeah,
he's on South Park last season, and he edits all of his shit himself. So it's literally
he has
him,
to be, and he has to be educated to do all that.
And he's got a good looking girlfriend. He has like 6 million followers.
Well,
now.
That's the thing. He has like the stuff we have. We have a fucking Alienware laptop and a soundboard that Tony bought. It's like. He's got shit that trumps this shit like...
He does now. When he first started, his videos are pretty just...
Oh, yeah, but I mean, this is insane. If he's making $6, $7 million a year, he's... Yeah, because he's probably got gaming shit out the ass.
Yeah, he's 25. He turns 26 October 24th.
Holy shit.
He lives in Sweden.
But I guess, getting back to the original point of... Let's go around the table. Would you... All right, Tony, I'm going to start with you. In today's society, if your child did not know exactly what he wants to do, I mean, like, hey, kid comes up to you and goes, hey, I want to be let's use Joe's example. I want to be a social media guy. I want to go to school just for that. As long as he knew that, you'd probably say, okay, let's send you to school. If he came up to you going, I don't know what I want to do, what would you do?
Well, shit. Even when I went to college, I didn't finish. Because I'm a quitter.
Well, no, I was the same way. But I didn't know. I still like we've all said. We all said at the same time. I still don't know what I want to do. I'm just doing what I'm doing now because I got to.
Right,
think,
right,
right.
I would tell them one. There's no shame in it. we're going to send you to college because pretty much your first 2 years of college anyway. It's all your basic, just general type studies anyway. And then maybe by that point you find something that interests you. Like my stepson, for example, I think he's had he would like to be like an architect or engineer or who the hell is that?
I'm showing him PewDiePie's girlfriend.
Marzia.
Oh,
Bisgold?
Shit.
That is what $7.4 million.
My God.
So if I made $7 million, I get this Marzia. Jesus Christ.
Marzia,
okay.
Bisonian?
Is Swedish, yes, it is.
I put you in me, yes.
Yes. Okay, because I think what I'm trying to get at is that
Call
I think college has changed to the point where it's no longer about the education; it's all about an experience. And if you're good with spending $40,000 to $100,000 to pay for an experience. Go with it. That's fine. But I don't think I buy the thing that everyone's going in there getting their 4-year degree. Because most people that are getting their 4-year degree, they're coming out, and I bet you they're not even in the field of work that they graduated in.
Well, college used to be kind of automatic. You got that degree, and even if you didn't get a job right away, I mean, you were still, shit, set to a degree, you know? Yeah, but now...
No, well, but you, Steve, you raised your hand. you are in a specialized field, in a specialized degree.
I
correct?
Was, too. I studied generals.
I mean, Steve, you have to admit, right, you went to a very specialized field.
Yeah.
Very
lots of, how do I put this, Asian people, maybe, that were with you at school?
His yeah. His roommate was
there. I was Korean, yeah. No, but yeah, I mean, it's, yeah, I...
But you went with us. You went there knowing exactly what you were going to do.
Yeah, I was aviation maintenance.
You didn't go where Joe was like, but you paid for experience. But it was worth your investment, right? Because you paid for experience, not for education.
Yeah,
as much, right.
And I made a lot of friends, but yeah. In hindsight, my GPA went way down after I joined a fraternity. Although my fun level also went way up.
Exactly.
So
as long as everyone goes into the experience knowing exactly what they're getting themselves into.
This is how you take 12 ounces of beer anally.
I don't want to hear.
This is how you roll a joint.
I don't want to hear about, oh, my God, I'm coming out of college with so much debt. You went into it knowing.
You chose. That's the thing is, everybody wants to bitch. It's like, that's the problem. You have everybody making excuses for people that make decisions like, I'm sorry, but our president, he's like, it's college and this and this. It's like. You chose to be president, didn't you? Just because some asshole wanted to go does 5 years of fucking doctorate and then doesn't want to do it and has $80,000 in debt, why do we have to pay for it? I don't get that. That's fucking stupid.
I agree. If you're gonna go through it, you get your student loan.
Yeah,
as long as don't go collect. Let them pay it when they can pay it. Let them get a job first.
Yeah, I mean, get a job. Yeah, this that. If you do it, get a little time, but don't. Don't sit here and go, well, if, you know, somebody wants to go to college for 4 years and it costs $120,000, it's like, no. They made that fucking choice to go to college. They need to pay it back.
Yeah. I mean, if you want to be a dentist, you're going to be paying out your ass, too.
But
I
they
mean, I watched the reality show Big Brother, and there's a guy on there that's a dentist, and I heard him tell someone he's still $250,000 in debt.
Oh, my God.
Jesus.
I could never
remember. Shout out
that.
To Johnny Mac.
Then you got that Vanessa chick. That's a professional poker player. She's pretty hot.
You're the first person I've heard say that. Yeah, she's okay. Yeah, she's all right. Do you watch that?
No, I saw. The only reason I saw it the other day is because we had a it was on at work because we turned on CBS for Thursday Night Football at work, and I was like, oh, okay,
Vanessa Russo.
Yeah. I wouldn't tell her to not get off my face if she sat on it, so I'm just saying.
Well, she's kind of like dating a chick right now, but hey, that's love triangle. Love triangle.
Sex triangle.
I'm sorry, sex triangle.
Sex triangle.
Sorry, I believe in making love, Steve. Steve just explodes inside of him as fast as he can.
It's their fault they can't
it's
keep
like
up,
it's
dude.
Sticking a turkey baster. Oh, boom.
Jesus.
All right, we'll get off the serious topic. We'll get off the serious topic of college education. I just thought it was interesting.
This is my girlfriend.
All right, next.
I'm
next
an alcoholic,
topic, please.
Man.
I need. You know what? Speaking of that, I need more beer.
We'll get there.
I know.
All right, next topic, Toner.
Yes, sir.
Fall TV shows.
Oh,
fall
love,
TV. I love me some fall TV
I love,
shows.
Dude, the fall season is the best season.
You got college football. We got NFL football. Yeah. Hockey's going to be starting soon.
Yes,
fuck
thank
hockey.
God.
We're going into postseason baseball.
Shut up, you punk.
Yeah.
Fuck you, asshole.
Yeah.
You don't like hockey? Are you not American, even though there's like 8 Canadian teams?
There's not 8 Canadian teams, you dumbass.
What, 7? I can't be off by much.
Hey, the Nordiques are coming back soon, dude. Don't
yeah.
Worry.
Canadians and the Russians,
Vancouver,
bro.
Vancouver, the whale.
Yeah, the
oh,
you goddamn ass.
Wow. I'm ridiculous.
Kevin Smith unfriended you.
Yeah, I know. Kevin Smith just rolled over in his giant grave.
They don't need to be making. They don't need to add 30 more,
while
two more
alive.
Teams to the league. I'm sorry. They're trying to make
no,
one.
Yeah, Las Vegas, and it's never going to work in Las Vegas.
When we were out in Vegas, remember? When we were all out there,
they're starting
the NHL
they're
like, conference
it's not
was out
gonna
there.
Work,
right
man,
behind,
I'm
so
you.
Where New York is, if you're up there, like right behind it, because the MGM Grand, they have preseason hockey games in their the Garden Arena. I didn't know that until I was out there with Tony and
I could
just
see that. It's pretty big.
So a season ticket, you get a hooker, is what it is. I mean,
well, no, but I mean, just
you have like little Mexicans walk down each aisle and hand out those cards,
yeah. And you got to make the sound effect.
Yeah. No, thank you.
No,
thank you.
Thanks.
I collected them like trading cards.
I did
first
too.
I saw a stack
my
of
dad
them over
did
the,
too.
Yeah.
When we went out there, he had like a giant stack of them.
It's awesome.
And
what
funny
your
story,
mom
one of
that?
My friends had one come up to his room when we all went out to Vegas one time.
Beautiful.
And I go, was she good looking? And they're all like, dude, she was unbelievably good looking. I'm like, huh, I did not see that coming.
Yeah, by the way, I'm going out there tomorrow. Since today's the 19th to the 20th, I'll be out there.
Humble brag.
Yes, humble brag, yes.
That's why we're doing it on Saturday too, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's right.
Yes, that's right.
So fall anyway, fall TV shows. Because
this guy's special.
Yeah.
All right, so the first one on the list we got is Scream Queens. It's going to be on Fox.
Is that a show about Joe?
Oh, I see. He's
oh. Like,
that's me going through the airport security.
I don't
also,
know. I don't know much about this one.
Man, what's Julia Roberts? What's her name?
Emma
Roberts.
Emma Roberts.
Oh,
I think
dude.
Emma Roberts. Is,
she is.
Yeah.
She's
a
nice
girl.
Looking little
she's a
girl.
Girl.
I liked her ever since.
Yeah.
We Are the Millers?
We're the Millers.
Oh,
Millers.
Yeah.
That was a good movie. That was a funny movie.
I liked her in American Horror Story. I think that
sounds
was...
like you're saying Horror Story, but it's all right.
Well. Horror. He has, I said it in the previous
show.
It's horror.
Yeah, American Horror Story. That's on the Spice Channel.
It was
Channel.
Described as a classic whodunit. And Jamie Lee Curtis is going to be in it.
Nice.
From Halloween fame. Next one on the list is American Horror Story Hotel.
Lady Gaga.
Lady Gaga is going to be fabulous.
I have not seen American Horror Story at all.
The first season is really good. I like the first one. Second one was not good.
Was that Asylum? I don't.
That was
only saw a little bit of Asylum.
They went Asylum, then they went
Coven.
Coven with the witches.
Yeah, then
and then
Freak Show
was the most recent one. Freak Show I liked. That was interesting. It was different. It went on too long, in my opinion, but Ryan Murphy did that one. He's the guy that did Nip Tuck
and Glee.
He's fucked up in the head. He's really
You went from Nip Tuck to Glee. To American Horror Story.
And he's also involved with Scream Queens.
In Scream
Queens,
yeah,
he's
so
doing
he's...
that too, so.
Yep.
And then the next one on my list is Into the Badlands. This is going to be on AMC. It's going to be one of their shows. And the showrunners on this one, Toner, Gowen Miller from
Smallville.
Smallville fame, sir. And this one is, they've described it as a Western Kung Fu. It's going to be a Western Kung Fu show.
With zombies?
That would make it even better. Dude. Oh. That would make it awesome.
Is David Carradine in this?
No.
He hung himself. Autoerotic asphyxiation.
And he died, right?
Yep.
He's dead. He's
yep.
gone. He died from jerking off by choking himself.
Yeah, I think like in Thailand or some shit.
I'm still here, so. He just got unlucky.
Yeah.
Sometimes you win, sometimes you lose.
I'm about to blow. Watch out.
Next one, we got Bastard Executioner. That is
not even wasting my time on it.
You are a Sons of Anarchy fan, sir.
It was on my DVR, and I deleted it.
You didn't even watch it?
I just looked it up just now.
Didn't even watch it at all?
No.
Not the first
episode. Already got a 6.6 on IMDb. Everybody said it's just fucking
not
terrible.
Good. Not even
going
to give it, let it build up?
No.
And see what happens?
They already said the first episode was 2 hours. They said it was just really bad.
They said it
wants to be Game of Thrones, but it's just a really watered-down version of it.
I did not know any of that, right?
Yeah.
Right.
I think I'm just going to stick in the game.
All I know
is
the guy that did Sons of Anarchy and The Shield, which Tony's a big fan of.
The Shield's a shit.
Yeah, Kurt Sutter.
Yeah, so he did that. It seems out of his realm, though. You know, he does real, true... Well, not real.
See, I like Sons of Anarchy a lot.
Street-level shit, and this is medieval.
I think maybe I'll wait for it, like, in a year when it goes on Netflix or something and check it out. But from what I've heard already, people just said it's kind of a big, wet turd.
I went floppy.
Actually, I meant to ask Bobby C. about it, because I figured maybe he watched it, but I want to get his opinion.
I usually give most new FX shows a shot because they're a little bit better than the average ones, but we'll see. I didn't know it was that bad of a rating on IMDb.
Yeah, it's pretty bad so far.
Next one on the list is Supergirl. Supergirl, what's up?
Nice.
Melissa Benoit, we'll say, or is it Benoit?
Probably Benoit, right?
Or it's
unless you're American, I guess you pronounce
there's
Benoit.
An S in there, though.
I go Benoit. Oh, is there an S in there?
Benoist, or who knows?
Benoist.
She was on Glee.
She's moist. Yeah.
Been moist.
Yeah. She's been moist. I get it.
Yeah.
Hey, this is my friend, Ben Moist. I'm about to make things wet up in here.
I've seen it was like a 6-minute kind of like teaser trailer for the show that came out a while back. And everything right now, all this superhero stuff, it's everything's kind of dark, brooding, that whole, you know. Ever since Nolan introduced Batman Begins and saw how that worked, everybody tries to go that darker tone. Now, obviously Arrow is following that the Flash is kind of almost like a hybrid in a way. It's not, it has dark moments, but it's kind of a little lighter, I guess. And from what I've seen for Supergirl, there's like no darkness really. It's kind of just,
it almost looks campy. It's gonna look a little campy to me, but I'll still give it a shot.
I'm gonna give it a shot, but we'll see what happens.
And let's go Narcos. Has anyone watched Narcos yet?
No.
It's already out on Netflix.
I saw it on, yeah, I saw like a little preview for it when I pulled up Netflix, but
I'm still watching Quantum Leap on Netflix, so yeah, you can tell where I'm at. I'm serious.
Good show.
It was fucking great. I'm just saying.
Because Narcos covers the story of Pablo Escobar. And I read the book Killing Pablo, so I'm going to give this show a shot because that book is really good. I don't think it has anything to do with it, but his story, his epic rise in the cartel is pretty cool.
Oh, that was a soccer player.
Nope, no soccer.
Okay.
Pablo Escobar!
Then you got Heroes Reborn, which kind of a returning show, kind of a new show. It's going to pick up with some of the same characters from the previous rendition, we'll say.
Like Joe Dust, I'm going to let it go on my DVR, then I'm just going to delete it.
That's what I do with Master. I'm like, I got too much shit on there.
I kind of really want to watch this, but I ain't got time for it. This one I kind of want to watch, but I know I won't DVR it. Maybe I'll let it hit Netflix. Is Minority Report. It's loosely related to the Tom Cruise movie from way back when, where basically precogs see the future and they prevent crime or murders from happening before murder occurs.
But what network is this on?
Fox.
I think that's going to be ABC. As well.
No, it's Fox.
Is it Fox?
That's Fox.
Okay.
I have a lot of problem with network TV shows,
that
man.
That they usually suck is the problem. Yeah, I know. But this one, I like the premise of precog trying to stop murder.
The pre-crime stuff. Yeah.
All that. I think that's pretty cool. But then moving over to not new shows, but returning shows. And this was a big one. South Park came back. And they came back with a fury.
Damn it. I'm watching that fucking premiere of season 19.
It's funny.
Because I'm not a religious watcher of the show. Like, I was really into it when it first came out for the first, like, four or five
Three,
seasons.
Three, four. Yeah, I'm with you.
And I kind of, like, you know, I'm same way with Simpsons. Like,
I think I've seen
so
every
long.
Episode of South Park, yeah. I think.
It came back strong. It was hilarious. I thought it was funny. It's been on 19 years now. This is 19.
I think they're really good now about what they do, because they write episodes in 6 days.
Yeah, which is really impressive.
And, like, really, they're never going to run out of topics, because it's mostly current events.
Yeah.
Unless there's something they maybe pre-wrote, like a trilogy-type little episode. But yeah, I mean, they are very good about saying everything that we're all thinking. Yeah.
Dude, Trey Parker and Matt Stone, they're fucking geniuses.
My dad said a couple days ago, he goes, I doubt they're really making that much money anymore. I'm like, Dad, they're each worth like $500 million. They're
that much?
I think so.
They just had a video game come out, too. Like, it was called Stick of Destiny.
There was
Stick of Truth.
Or Stick of, is that what it was?
But
okay,
now, what's the other one? They have a new one, but it's based on Cartman's character, or superhero, the Coon.
Yeah, and I wanted to play that too. The Stick of Truth is one of those. It's like a throwback game, really?
Like a scroll game, like a scroller one.
No, it's like I guess you could almost say it's like a Dungeons and Dragons type. Like your mana, and you can hit them with this, like certain. Okay. But it's fucking hilarious. The entire game's really fun.
Oh yeah, it's good.
It stays true to the show.
It's
rated R. I had not made
it. Yeah, it is. It's a rated R game.
I had not made a point to DVR an episode of South Park in a while, but due to the fact what the topics they covered,
Deflategate, didn't they?
They did Deflategate.
Yeah, we find out Tom Brady is Eric Cartman's idol in life.
What else was there? There was Deflategate.
Caitlyn Jenner.
Caitlyn Jenner.
Yeah, those were the big
hero.
Two.
And Jared. Didn't they touch on
Jared? Jared's in there.
Okay. And Jared, yeah.
The Somali children.
When you watch Jared on the episode,
Mexican
did you notice,
pregnant women.
Did you notice his lips?
Yeah.
On the episode, the way they drew his lips. I was like, that's Joe Dush right there. Yeah. He made me think of that.
He's just got a gigantic mouth. He always looked really weird to me. He's
so,
like a cartoon
it's so glossy.
Character.
It's so glossy. I just couldn't stand it, man.
And also on the topic of South Park, Twitter related.
Let's talk about that, Joe Dush.
What happened, Joe Dush?
What happened, Joe Dush?
So, oh shit! I have an erection right now. So, yeah, there's Jared. That's from an older one, I think. But so on South Park, or not on South Park? Sorry, I'm looking at a TV screen. I should. So South Park's Twitter account retweeted me. I guess it was probably a half hour or so before the premiere, and all I said was, "Hey, South Park, I'm getting moist, or I am moist."
Yeah.
And they retweeted me. I guess I thought it was funny. And I like had to walk away from my phone because I finally realized if even a show like South Park, if they retweet you, like your phone is going to explode. I couldn't imagine if something like, I don't know, Taylor Swift retweeted you or something. I bet you might as well just turn your phone off because my phone was going ape shit. Like, and so as of right now, or right before we started doing this, my tweet had been viewed 49,500 times.
You got a lot of new friends.
Jesus.
No, I actually don't think I got... I think no, I got maybe two new friends out of it. And
it's still pretty cool, man.
It was cool.
It shows the power of social media.
Yeah.
40-something thousand views.
One little cool 49-something
thousand views, 68 likes. So the percentage of likes to views is very tiny. So I guess, God, I think I get like Kanye West to retweet me or something. That's never going to happen. Maybe if I show him my balls or something.
Yeah.
But, okay, when we were saying that, what the episode hit on, let's go back to that and what the main thing was the Caitlyn Jenner topic. First of all, fuck you, Caitlyn Jenner.
Whoa.
How about that?
Man, Jesus, look at those levels.
We went hot on
you
that
just
one.
I was wanting to go to the stay in the house, Carl levels is what I wanted to go with. I hit it too hard. My bad.
It's all right. It's okay.
I got excited. Jesus. I didn't get an erection, but I got excited.
My earbuds fucking exploded.
Ow. Okay.
Wow. I can't stand her. I can't stand this shit. Yeah. The whole ESPY bullshit that went on, they awarded her with.
That was the biggest bullshit.
What was it? Bravery or shit that they did it on? I don't give a shit that she.
Yeah, let me flip my penis inside out. I'm a hero.
She's not a fucking hero. I don't care. And I don't give a shit that you did it. If that's your lifestyle, that's fine. But why? Why does the public need to know? Why do we need to care? Why does it have to get spread over media?
I have a theory.
If you did it to, and you see, they're all saying she did it to show that it's okay to do it. Fuck you. They're either going to do it or they're not going to do it, not based on what
cares.
You do.
I have a theory on why she he got a sex change to a she. And I think this is only my theory is because as Bruce Jenner, he's basically wanted
wheel
for
or whatever.
Well, he's wanted for basically killing somebody in a vehicle accident. And I'm probably not right, but I think this diverts a lot of attention away from that too. Not saying that he always...
Was he acquitted of that?
I don't think he's really gone on trial yet.
He already started his transformation, though.
Or is he
going
to try to use a defense of, well, Bruce Jenner did that.
I don't
I'm
know if you can do
Bruce
that.
Jenner.
Wait a minute. That was
so,
Bruce.
Now, wait. Some lawyer could go do that.
He was out of his mind then. She's a good person now. Yeah. Well, like South Park... You saw the episode, right?
Yeah.
Like Kyle and Stan are always the voice of reason on there.
Yeah.
And Kyle goes... I've seen what's the fucking reality show? The Jenner reality show?
Kardashians?
Keeping Up with the Kardashians? Or I Am Kate? Or what are you talking about? Which one?
Weren't the Jenners on a reality show
before?
Well,
they're with the Kardashians.
No, they're on the Kardashians.
Shows how much I know.
I don't fucking know. I don't watch
them. Yeah, me neither.
I hate them.
I only watch Kim's sex tape. I don't watch the Keeping Up with the Kardashians. You
right.
Know.
I watch Penetration.
Yeah.
But like Kyle said, I didn't even like Bruce Jenner as a person. He's like, why would I fucking like Caitlyn Jenner? And and like the whole episode though, Kyle's like, well, I don't think Caitlyn Jenner's a hero, and everybody's like, and they all like, you know, they're taken back, and all the guys in the bar when Randy questions that, they're like, no, what is it? Caitlyn Jenner's awesome and courageous. She's a hero. He's like, why is everybody fucking saying that? Like they're robots, you know? And but I mean, yeah, that's fine if you think that, but there's been people that have been going through transformations long before Caitlyn Jenner, man. She just got a reality show.
It's just the
show
whole me, look at me, I did this.
Pretty much.
And that's not a very good transformation
either. What makes you heroic? It doesn't make you heroic. Yeah, you did something that not... Try doing that in 1950. That makes you heroic, because they would have killed you for that. I'm sorry. Now it's like, yeah, go do it. It's commonplace now.
Should we tie in our local story that kind of ties into that, too?
What local story was that one?
Well, I guess you gotta call him a dude, right? He has long hair and he's wearing a dress. He's got a 5 o'clock shadow. That what school district is it?
Hillsboro School.
So there's a local St. Louis story that's been national media.
I don't watch the news at all.
Oh my
man.
God! So, and this is pretty. This is a lot different too, in my opinion. So, this is a guy who identifies as female. So. now I guess he's female within the last couple years or something. Because I think people have known this guy.
Like, identifies as it, or did he actually go through the change?
No, just he identifies as it. He's grown his hair out and all that. But like I said, literally, yeah, he's got stubble and stuff. So it, like, kind of looks a little different, like, than you're used to seeing, maybe. But he made a very big deal about he wants to use the women's restroom and all this stuff. And a lot of the people there have spoken out. That's him. Or her, I don't know, her, whatever. Yeah. It's a guy with a beret in his hair. So all of a sudden, literally, like within the last month or something, he just decides, you know what, I'm identifying as female now, and I think I should be able to use the restroom, the women's restroom.
Was it the restroom or the locker room?
It was both.
Both.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, that's a big deal. This is stupid.
Yeah, so it was both.
He wanted to use the women's locker room.
It's almost like he's kind of piggybacking on Caitlyn Jenner, although this guy's story is not even close.
You see, girls' rights matter.
Well, that's what people are saying.
That's not girls' rights. That's not girls' rights.
No. They're not talking about him. They're talking about the women at the school. They had like a walkout at the school because this guy, sorry, I'm calling him a guy, he's got a penis. I mean, he's a full-fledged dude. And he made all these board members resign recently because, as my mom, she's a former teacher, she goes, yeah, because they're all about to get sued now.
There's no winning. There's no winning situation
for
those teachers.
Well, what they did, though, too, it's not just that they didn't do anything. They actually had a unisex bathroom, like a family bathroom. They go, here. They go, I'm sorry, we don't really want you using the, you know, locker room and changing with the girls and using the women's restroom, but here, you can use this restroom, and that wasn't good enough. And so now, like, they're fighting this, and so, of course, now you have certain parts of the, you know, whatever.
The transgender
community or whatever. So now, you know, it was getting big headlines, and
this is going to get messy.
I mean,
that's
like,
that's going
to
be,
there's got to be a point, though, to where you're like, and the school actually tried to do something for them, too. Mm-hmm.
They're trying to do the right thing. They're like, we respect your decision of you want to do that, but you are not technically
and
you're talking about minors. There's minors in
I mean, these are high school girls, and so you know, kudos to the guy, because I try to get in high school girls' locker rooms forever, and I'd get
you just didn't find the loophole.
You found a loophole, man.
You see, I think they found some, you got to compromise to try to find some common ground in a situation like this, and it seems like they had found it.
The district tried.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's like, well, all right, we can work with you on this.
But then, you know, it's like, well, we're going to sue the district. And my mom, she brought up a good point. It's not like the district gets sued. She said each one of the board members individually would get sued. So that's why half of them just quit. So really, they got forced out of a job because someone wasn't getting their way.
Wait till South Park gets a hold of that one.
It's coming.
It's got to happen,
it's
right?
Coming.
I don't know. I think it depends how big the story
that
gets.
Seems like it'd be a pretty big store that I could go.
It is around here. And so the parents, like, actually, I think they had a gigantic board meeting, you know, and it was overflowing with parents, too. And they all said, they're like, honestly, I don't feel comfortable with my daughter changing next to a dude with a penis. Yeah. And this is all recent, too. I mean, it's not like
just happened in the last week and the week before.
It was within the last
month.
It's
been on the radio and everything here, especially in St. Louis.
So now, but it's almost like he's piggybacking on Caitlyn Jenner.
It's bullshit.
He's being brave.
It is bullshit.
But look, I mean, half the people have resigned there now. So it's a really big.
And the point is, did they really have to? I mean,
well, if they're going to get sued, they might.
I know, but they're going to get. I know why you're saying that, but what did they do wrong? As board members, what have they done wrong in that situation where they could get sued and most likely in this society that we live in lose the case and actually have to pay penalty? It's not right. It's just not right for those people.
Well, I worked for Citibank, we worked for Citi, and I remember a guy, I guess he identified as female. He had like longer hair or makeup stuff, but he still used the men's restroom. He'd still be next to us at the urinal. It was a little awkward sometimes, but
yeah, you leave.
He never was like, you know what? I need to use a stall in the women's restroom. I think that would. I actually am curious what would have happened in that situation at Citi. Citi's, they're pushovers.
Yeah,
they are.
You're talking about from a school that will now put that into a corporate environment.
Yeah, I know.
Oh man,
I know.
Could you imagine that? I don't know.
It'll happen eventually.
Has it happened? I don't think I've ever heard a story where it happened at a corporate.
I don't know if it has. I don't know.
I'm sure it
has
to have, right?
Yeah.
It has to have. But I guess it's a whole new ballgame when you have
But Mine now, you know, some people are like, man, this guy is so courageous, you know, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, no, he's kind of being an asshole about the whole situation.
It really
he's
is.
He's like 17 or something, and they already, you know, created a whole restroom for him and everything, and they're just like, you know what? Here, use this one. It's fine. And he's like, no, I am going to pee next to vaginas.
I choose to pee.
Even though
down.
Literally, I think like 95% of the girls in that school were like, nah, we're really not too comfortable. And I really don't know the student's background. I have a feeling he might not have been too well liked.
Yeah.
He might just be a publicity stunt. Yeah. But it worked.
Well, anyway, I apologize for my loud yelling there.
That's all right.
Quiet now. Yeah, move on.
We're going to move on to Please. Walking Dead, Bobby C's favorite show in the entire world. Walking Dead's coming back. Yeah, what's up?
Can we get
Fuck
past
you,
this?
Carl.
I was
Fuck
waiting
you.
For Tony.
Where should Carl stay?
Tony, is this going to be the season that Carl gets killed off?
God, I hope so.
But if he does, he won't get killed
he
off.
Won't.
He won't.
If he gets killed, Tony, how would you like him to die?
Oh, ever so slowly, painfully. Like, I hope a zombie starts at his fucking toes.
Like a 6-part Carl's death episode?
Yeah, that'd be great. Today, Carl loses a leg.
It's like, Fuck what me. If Carl, he doesn't even die by a zombie? What if he gets, like, leukemia or something?
He dies by cancer in the zombie apocalypse.
I like it. Write that in the
that'd
show.
That'd be a slow, painful death.
Yeah. Guys, Carl got AIDS. I don't know how that happened, but Carl got AIDS.
He
in the
fell into
apocalypse.
A puddle of AIDS.
Yeah. Either way, it's a great way to go, Carl.
Yeah, let's go. Let's get past The Walking Dead. Who cares?
It's a returning fall show, Steve.
Who cares?
You watch Quantum Leap on Netflix. We're not going to get your opinion.
And Knight Rider.
I haven't watched Knight Rider.
He's all about those
80s
shows.
Yeah, well, right. Viper. Viper's not 80s, that's 90s.
That's
right?
90s. Yeah,
if it would be on right now, I'd watch it in one of this shit shows.
If only we should put Steve's high school graduation photos on the Nerdcast website.
Oh, we should.
Speaking of Viper.
Yeah.
Hey, I'll put one up there. I got
he
it
went
over
balls
there.
To the wall on that.
Yeah, I know.
So, no, tonight.
So why?
See, we're teasing the site. If you want to see what Steve looked like in high school, looking
I should
like
put mine up there too.
There
yeah,
look,
there we should do the next episode.
Like every
put pictures up for episode
high
16, high school pictures.
Nice. All right. Next up on the list, Flash. Flash coming back.
Oh yeah,
we'll do Flash and Arrow. They're both coming back.
Yeah, season two of the Flash debuts here in a couple weeks. I think it's like October 7th or something like that.
Yep.
Apparently, the main villain for Flash is Zoom. What they're saying, and we're going to be seeing Wally West and Jay Garrick.
The camera's the main villain. You said Zoom.
Oh, I see. I have a crazy idea. Don't speak during this segment, okay?
Oh, sorry. Diva Tony.
I told you guys last episode.
Diva Toners, don't interrupt my WB series, you fuckers.
It's CW, first off. Fuck you.
Whatever. WB, CW.
And you and Jay can both fucking die. The CW is a good good network, good shows.
What did somebody say? Clit washers or whatever?
Yeah.
that.
I'm taking one of the 500 empty beer bottles in Jay's basement. I'm going to crack him in his fucking skull next time he disses the CW. But anyway, yes, I'm looking forward to season two of the Flash.
Flash and Arrow's got Damian Dark and Hive will be
yeah,
the main.
Yeah, Damian Dark's the main baddie, and then and Hive's. I don't know much about them, but I guess they're kind of there's some type of. Fuck, I don't know much about Hive.
And then Gotham. And the reason why
Rise of the Villains.
Rise of the Villains.
Villains
Joe.
Will rise.
Oh yeah, they used it. They did. In
they
the,
did
in the advertising.
What a bunch of cunts.
And then
we haven't said we said cunt what probably about 620 times
last episode
yeah.
Yes.
Two episodes ago
yeah sorry
yeah I felt
last
yeah.
recording sorry
yeah. With Lori sitting there I felt awkward the entire time.
How does she feel about that? Is she anti CW?
She got done listening to 13 and 14 and was enjoying every minute of
See,
it
there nice. You go. I think cunt used to be a very don't go towards that word at all. It's like oh no one ever used that word. I think society's starting to accept it.
Oh, dude. Over in England,
well, that's
every still
other
a
word,
common
right?
word.
Yeah.
It's like you cut somebody off and drive. Oh, you fucking cunt. Hello. Cut me off.
Hey, now, yeah, well, speaking of that, but going there, there's some of Lori's friends will seriously want to be on this podcast. They're like, when am I going to be on? I'm like,
Are they guys or girls?
They need to know the password.
Why is Steve looking at me like
the password is flash
they
the
were
boobs.
Girls.
Are they girls. Are they 19? To 22.
And will they let Joe pull their hair?
Yeah.
Anyway, let's go on. Let's see. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., Inhumans. That's just lead-in for Inhumans and the Marvel Cinematic Universe. That's all that is. I don't know anything about Leftovers. That's an HBO show that I didn't watch the first
season. I only
watched
a couple episodes of season one.
I heard it was weird. I heard it was really,
yeah,
really weird.
Yeah, I need to just have been... I think season one was pretty short. Okay. It may have been like an 8-episode run or something. I don't know for sure. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't mind just knocking out season one of The Leftovers and see how season two starts, but
and
it won't happen.
We got your show, another C-dub, Supernatural.
Season 11.
Is it the final season, or is it just...
I don't know.
I fucking hope so. I'm just joking. You know my brother loves that show, too. I think he told you.
Yeah, I think he started binge-watching on Netflix.
Yeah,
he did. Something. And, yeah,
did you tell your brother about the article I found about Friday the 13th TV show coming out pretty soon?
Oh, he knows
about
it.
Oh, he knows?
I think he gets...
if anybody knows about
push,
that, yeah, shit.
He gets push alerts on that
Which
shit.
We need to have him come for a Halloween recording. We'll get him on for... Slasher movies.
His baby's due like a week before Halloween, so
and
we'll see.
We can do a podcast with the baby's head coming out.
I think we should name her. We should name her Pumpkin. Just name your fucking kid Pumpkin.
Yeah.
I hope his kid's a redhead. That'd be awesome.
Sorry,
Gingers.
Tangent. Right. So Supernatural season 11. I have no idea. I don't watch it. Tony, you're excited. It's supposed to be decent, right? What do you got?
Every season is. I thought this show, the longest running show on the CW or WB that I've been aware of, I guess, was Smallville went 10 seasons. Don't do that while I'm talking.
I'm sorry. I was using a beer bottle as a penis since he left.
Steve went, yeah.
I know. I looked up at the wrong time, like, oh, okay.
I don't know why Steve put his mouth on it.
But, I didn't think Supernatural is a great show, but I figured, yeah, it may go 8 seasons. It had enough strong following. It could have gone 10 seasons, but shit, going 11. It even went to Friday night for, I think, a season or two, and then got put back on, like, Wednesday night. So I'm like, it's got the staying power. But they're going up against something. I'm trying to remember how season 10 ended. It's kind of a lame villain, I guess. They're going up, something called The Darkness is returned or something. But
Darkness! The show,
Darkness, everybody, Darkness. Voiced by Dave Chappelle. So it's going to be good.
And then last but not least, I didn't watch this one, but it got a lot of critical acclaim, was Fargo. I didn't like...
I've heard... I think it was my aunt, actually.
Is that on AMC, too?
It was on FX.
FX,
and
okay.
Billy Bob was in it, Billy Bob Thornton, and I don't know who else the main character were, to be honest. Oh, I'm sorry, guys. I do this all the time. He's in the British version of The Office, and he was also in the prequels for Lord of the Rings. He was one of the main characters. I think it's the last name Freeman.
Martin Freeman. Oh, okay.
I know who Martin Freeman is.
Yeah.
He was one of the main characters in the show. I got through 2 episodes, and I was done. It just wasn't for me.
Really? It's got a really good review.
It has, and it really has.
9.0 on IMDb.
I base
a lot of shit on IMDb, too, because it's just people.
Because Patrick Wilson's in this one, and Tony, you reminded me before we started recording. He was in...
He was in Insidious, The Conjuring.
Yep.
He was also in The Watchmen. I think he looked like the owl dude or whatever. I don't know much about The Watchmen.
And then I just read this before we got... Because I think Kirsten Dunst is in it as well, which it's kind of weird. She's no longer the teeny, you know, actress anymore.
Is she going to get naked?
Network TV, so no.
Well, or like Steve and I said, if it's kind of just softcore, she might just put her hand over it and grind his midsection and make it look real.
But then check this out.
Why is there a snail trail in his knee? I don't know.
And then Ted Danson is going to be on the show. Sam Malone.
Malone.
On which one?
On Fargo.
No shit.
Yeah.
Cheers is filmed in front of a live studio
audience.
Hell yeah. I love me some Cheers, man.
Cheers is awesome.
I love Cheers. But that's our fall TV preview.
Takes everything you got.
Wouldn't you like to get away?
He closes his eyes every time.
I know.
He gets into it. He goes into it singing. I love it.
That's why women want to come on the show, I think, to hear Tony sing.
Because he gets sensual about it.
Lori's friend Ashley was wanting to know about the whole thing about like a stereotype about why women with fantasy football, there's always like, you
fuck
hear
them.
Well, there's, yeah, like, but see, that's the thing, because I'm like, well, I go, I think this would be an interesting topic
on
an episode.
If she was here to rebut, I guess. But,
no, that's what, know, I'm saying. They, but she wants to be on it anyways. And hey, there's nothing wrong with a little TNA on the podcast, you know.
We'll have to crank up the AC when she comes.
Got to hang some shirts.
Right. Got a place to put my backpack that I bring.
We can leave that for an open topic, I guess. I'll
be probably playing a game of sausage pancakes here in a couple hours when I go to Lori's house tonight. So.
Oof, man.
Yeah.
Can we go over and watch?
Pack of Stanley drill press is going to be working some OT.
So where are we at?
I'll try the Tony Danza on her tonight.
Who's the boss?
You like that chili dog?
Oh, no. Tony, I think that's where we end on a chili dog note. I don't ever want to talk about that.
I like you. I'm going to poop in your mouth.
Spread something open. It's an Alabama Hot Pocket.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, cut us off. Let's.
I think Jay's probably done with his blood sacrifice at this point.
Yeah.
Well,
right now they're in a circle chanting over the
dead baby fetus.
The dead fetus. Yeah.
The
sacrificial.
Feces, the fetus. Yes.
Yeah, before we came on, Steve goes, "We're probably drinking the blood of baby feces." I'm like, "Baby fetus?"
Jesus Christ.
I don't know what's worse, actually.
They're both not right.
Well, have we covered what we wanted to for episode 15? Do we have anything else?
I think we're good, and we can lead off strong on
16.
All right, we need a tease for 16. What do we got for episode 16?
We have some movie news. We got some trailers. We got some talk about James Bond we're going to do.
Ooh.
And then JD over here sent some topics about fetish groups. The ladies will love this one, the fetish groups. We got some awkward scenarios.
Nice.
Favorite all-time video games. That one.
Yeah, that one's going to be good.
I got a bone.
You know what? Also, shout out again to Ginger Spice.
Most loyal redhead listener, yes.
Well, she's also the one that threw out that topic.
The video game one?
Yeah. All right. She people latch onto her personality. She's like, you know what would be good? I'm like, what? P.S. I'm naked right now talking to you. No, but that was a good topic.
Yeah, I like that
topic. We haven't even really talked about games or anything, have we?
Oh, no, we haven't.
We forgot to do this episode. You were supposed to do your quote about Good Will Hunting, about the college education.
Yeah, and I didn't look it up. I haven't done shit. I slept all day today because I was hungover.
I was really looking forward to your impression of that quote. What would Jax Teller have to say about college education in America today?
Oh, I know what it was. Sorry, Good Will Hunting. I could say it in Jax Teller.
There you go, do your Jax Teller, yeah.
You wasted $150,000 on an education you could have gotten for $1.50 in late charges at the library.
Nice.
Go find August Mox, you cunt.
But we're going to also tease Joe's Hot or Not rating.
Yeah. Spoiler alert, last 2 weeks I signed up on Hot or Not just for this podcast, just to see what my rating would be.
Nice.
Internet goals is what awaits you.
So there's your tease.
We got to get. Can we get Ginger Spice to do some Skype on this?
I don't know. Maybe.
Well, one of these days. I'm just saying. You know.
Yeah.
Lori's gonna fucking hate me, but I, you know, redheads.
Oh my God, Jesus!
I don't care.
Steve being creepy to end the episode.
I don't fucking care. I'm already in deep shit.
Lori will get mad at this, but
he's okay.
He's okay
with telling her, "Hey, I'm gonna go over to your house later, do the Tony Danza on you, and then I'm gonna do the fucking Alabama Hot Pocket." But redheads, I like those too.
Yeah.
I say it all the time. She's like, "I'm standing right here." I'm like, "I know."
We'll have to bring in some guests on here.
We need to.
Sure. We haven't even had Parker on here
yet. We still need to get your buddy on Twitch that's going to come on. We'll talk. He could probably don't get on the video game one.
Fuck yeah. That's I probably could. Yeah. He's freaking Alfie, man.
Yeah.
He could pimp his shit, too.
It's Saturday night. He's probably gaming his balls off.
I guarantee you he's probably on Twitch right now.
We'll have to look him up
while
we
cool
go
dude.
On break here.
Oh, no. He's in a Snapchat. He's in some hotel room. I don't know if he's... That dude's baller. He's a cool guy.
So... There's your teases for 16, Toner.
Fly us all down to Fort Myers,
Florida.
That's
it, man.
All right, boys. Episode 15 is in the books. Well done. We didn't go too off the rails this episode.
No.
I yelled too loud. I need to
It's okay.
That.
It's okay.
Sorry.
It's okay.
I feel bad.
He had an autistic moment.
I did. A very Tourette's
moment.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, he wasn't like doing math really well or something. Oh, man.
That was awesome.
He was a retard.
What?
Like to say, he had a Rain Man moment. Yeah. Yes, he told me how many toothpicks were on the floor.
Oh, shit. All right, everyone.
More beer time, guys.
Yes.
More beer time.
All right.
Yeah, we have to take a beer break real quick.
That's right, because we've got to record episode 16 now.
That will be premiering 3 weeks from now or something.
Yeah.
In October.
Yeah. Some, yeah.
Happy October, everybody.
Oh, yeah, and don't forget, since Jay's not here, you have to fucking spell the fucking shit out.
I know.
And then says something. Yeah, get us on iTunes. Just auto subscript. It'll show up on your
subscript?
iPhone.
Subscript?
Yeah.
Subscript.
Ooh. Subscribes. Oh. Fucking
or
hell.
Or I think the easiest, too, would be...
That's my Tourette's flying in.
Right.
Or my autism. My autism.
My phone died, but...
It's okay.
What's the fucking website or the app? TuneIn Radio.
Yep. TuneIn Radio, yes.
Download that app.
That's right.
NYRDCAST.
Sorry, we keep cutting off your outro.
It's okay. We're all good. As I start this outro, first off, fuck you, Jay. And thanks again, everyone, for tuning in to episode 15 of the Nerdcast podcast. Be sure to check us out online at nerdcast.com. That's NYRDCAST.com.
STL bitches.
Yes, we are. Yes, St. Louis. Thanks, Steve. And I'm not talking. Okay. You can also find us on Twitter and Instagram at Nerdcast. Again, fuck you, Jay. It's NYRDCAST.com. And you can also find us on Facebook by searching for Nerdcast. Our podcast is also a part of the Inside Joke Outside Voice podcast network. Check out IJOV.net for more badass podcasts. I go by the name of Toner.
Matt.
I'm Masturbating Joe. Joe
sound
Dust.
Sound guy Steve.
So until next time, do whatever it is you do. Peace.
See ya.
I have a hemorrhoid on my butt right now, and when I wipe, it bleeds sometimes.
This is Blackalicious with their brand new single, The Blow Up.
You gotta kind of feel out the vibe.
Girl, I'm a wizard, rock rhymes that bring forth whirlwinds and blizzards, start early and end it. I'm burly beginning MC warfare, I'm bird in the trenches, y'all lynching all y'all fall captured in the abyss, deep inside peeping, eat him like I was Brother Lynch. Revolutionary rhyme style, make the government paranoid of hidden metaphors, wonder what I meant. Cut a vent through your mental and dent thoughts. If you ain't about this lyricism, homie, kick rocks, lick thought palance, y'all get ready for the liftoff. Collinsora kicking deadly predicates and sick vibes. Step into your village, set it off with this style. Now you eating humble pie instead of talking shit now. Set it off on give how, better run and get out. Rappers that attempted need the medical assist now. Get up on it, nigga, bro, it's so official. Never let up on it, I'ma flow and blow and just flow. Rolling over that flow, rolling over this flow. Pressure cooking, tension overloading, it's the big blow up. Everybody make way, it's the blow up. Everybody check it out, it's the blow up. One time for your mind, it's the blow up. Party people in the house, it's the blow up. Everybody check it out, it's the blow up. Make way, make room, it's the blow up. Everybody, it's the blow up. Check it out, y'all. It's the blow up. I blow the hinges off the door and make the roof crumble. And if suckers wanna rumble, then I take it to them. Ain't nothing they can think of saying, nothing they could do. Blinded and Ray Charles with rhymes of fury, I'ma make it do what it do. Sucker free, spot a fraud and shake a fool. Bring your lady to the battle with your boy, I'll take her too. Take her too. Take her to my crib and make her play the fool. Pimpin' while she went into me, what she really think of you. Every time you catch her with my rapping style, I make up new patterns. Breaking atoms while I'm spazzing as I take your crew out. Peasant, kiss my pinky ring, I am a kick to you. Good and thorough, putting words together like I'm likes to use. I punish rappers with the things I do, spanking fools. Cold with sound is throat and hold it down just like an anchor do. Donna lyricism, how I rank and rule, bringing fools to a higher level up without all of the dank and brew. They do what they be doing, think I'll make a new style of day. My lyrics stretch a mile a day. Hey, but who's counting? No, no doubt the flow and rhyme is insurmountable. The pressure cooker tension's elevating, it's about to blow up. Everybody make way, it's the blow up. Everybody check it out, it's the blow up. One time for your mind, it's the blow up. Party people in the house, it's the blow up. Everybody check it out, it's the blow up. Make way, make room, it's the blow up. Everybody, it's the blow up. Check it out, y'all, it's the blow up. Blow it up, the blow up. The blow up. Blow it up, the blow up. The blow up. Blow it up, the blow up. Blow up, blow it up, the blow up.